3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero! Let's call it Shearer's header! And talk about an instant impact! Arsenal really are motoring now!
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host Reggie. Tonight we got Joe on the phone. We're going to be discussing Toronto FC's disappointing start, but we're not going to panic right now. Beginning of the season, you have your stars out and a new coach bringing in a new system. So the growing pains are expected. So we'll talk about what we've seen. We'll also run down the races in Europe for the Champions League spots and some other things within the world of football. So stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. You can follow us on Twitter, the @ footballweeklypod, all one word. You can follow us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe to download all our previous episodes. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're on Audible. We're on every platform you use to download podcasts. Jam-packed show. This might be a long one. So guys, as usual, sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again! So watch it! Drink it in!
Jack Wilshere, Cazorla, Giroud, Giroud again, Jack Wilshere! It's stunning from Arsenal!
Hello, my name is Ilya Orlov, coach of the University of Toronto Varsity Blues, and you're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast with Joe and Reggie.
Joe, it's been one of those weeks, man.
Tough week.
Tough week indeed. And I was arm twisted into doing the show tonight because I'm still upset about last night's result, which we'll talk about later on in the show. But I was arm twisted. I was like, let's do it Saturday or Sunday because I'm still pissed. But Joe in his negotiation convincing fashion got me here tonight. So here we are.
Those of you guys who've been following us and listening to us for years, of course, thank you. But you know that we used to do a segment where, you know, I would do some therapeutic, let's say, interventions for Arsenal, for our main man, our main gunner fan, Reggie. And so we used to do that where, Reggie, don't worry, it's going to be okay. And that was, we went old school with this. So I called Reggie after the game. Of course, we're alluding to Arsenal bowing out of the Europa League and pretty much
joke.
Saying goodbye to European football next year.
What
and why I'm saying it like this, and I kind of teased it on Twitter and said, don't worry, we're here for you. I'll, you know, with a different twist, I'll be doing some consoling and so on. But you know, again, typical who has it worse race that is our two teams. I'm just waiting for the hammer to drop on Sunday. But we are going to deal with Reggie and the Arsenal fandom that is, you know, had, you know, got dealt a heavy blow, let's say. We will get all into that. We will definitely, dive really deep into it and do Dr. Joe's therapeutic intervention for all the Gunner fans and Arsenal gooners in the world. Before we get to that, and we got a ton to talk about. We'll do our turn, or our tour, I should say, around the world and around the leagues. We do have to shout out early on, even in our intro here. Oh man, talk about a tough week. We feel for the Canadian national futsal team that were just playing in the CONCACAF qualifying championships for the World Cup, and they just bowed out in a heartbreaker in PKs to Panama, and unfortunately will not be making the World Cup. But, good job on the lads. Thank you guys for the follow, guys, for the mention at Futsal Toronto. Again, a lot of local GTA guys in there, but our Canadian national futsal team. Yes, yes. We thank you for reaching out because we will be giving you guys some love. Tonight, we're thinking of you guys. Great experience for the players. Unfortunately, just came up a little short. Heartbreaking, Reggie, in a shootout. Best way to win, the worst way to lose.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'm pretty sure there was times, there was a point in the game where they thought they were going to win it. To take it to penalty shots, it's just, like you said, it's the worst way to lose, the best way to win.
Yeah. So, again, congratulations, you know, in terms of putting your best foot forward. Not easy. The game of futsal is really exciting. You know, it means so much to football and soccer in general. I mean, Reggie's favorite player of all time and one of mine all time is a futsal legend in Ronaldinho. So we know the importance of Canada futsal. And thank you guys for the love and support. And we'll still be backing you guys. And you're still, you know, the best our country has to offer. And we know you guys will be back even stronger. So you guys might, I feel bad that I might not mention everybody, but, you know, I believe one player who had some stints at TFC, Marco Rodriguez, local Toronto boy, one of the players on that team, and some other guys that have applied their trade. And, you know, he's one that you might recognize from Toronto SC, you know, Academy Days and League One stuff. And, you know, Marco Rodriguez, and I believe might have played in USL with them. So, again, that's a tough one, Reggie. I was literally just watching this before we got on the air tonight. So, you know what? Congratulations to the lads. I know you're obviously disappointed, but we're still proud of you. And to go out in a shootout, it's not easy. So congrats, guys. And hopefully you guys will be back. Reg.
Joe.
I guess it's on me.
It's on you tonight.
It's on me tonight.
It's on me tonight, man.
Okay. So, Reg, we're going to get right into this. I think, you know, for everybody listening, it was a major week. Besides, obviously, Reggie had some disappointment. We will get to that. A massive, massive week. It starts. We're going to talk about, you know, the tour of the leagues. We're going to talk about, we're going to set up the Champions League final, the Europa League final. But as always, we make our journey or begin our journey in North America, and specifically to Toronto FC. Exhale. Right, Reggie? Oof.
Well, it was an easy decision on Wednesday to watch the game or not. It started at 10 o'clock, and B, TFC needed a miracle to go through. And in true Reggie, I guess, and Reggie and Joe Football Weekly fashion, I watched the game.
We watched the game that I said I
wasn't going to watch. I watched it and
stayed up late.
And stayed up late to watch it. And I don't know, Joe, a great goal, but... Really?
Oof. Really? Let's deal with the goal. So Reggie, again, alluding to TFC, Toronto FC, playing in the legendary Azteca Stadium, where in recent times, with a crowd, obviously before the pre-pandemic, TFC had a great result there. I believe tying 1-1, having a great, I think, against Club America, right? Reggie had a great result.
Yes, sir.
This was still the Azteca, an empty Azteca, but still. Playing at altitude, all that stuff. We got it. So again, you're up against it. It's 3-1. Reggie, the better chances fell to TFC early. I think we can all agree on that.
They did, but I don't think
there's a big but.
Of course, I don't think we had the finishers on the field to take care of the chances that we had.
So Josie Altidore gets again. We're not picking on Josie because we need Josie Altidore. Toronto FC, we needs him. Unfortunately for Josie Altidore, again, they're saying the reports are that he felt ill before the game. I think I read this, but maybe some ill effects from his second vaccination and so on. But it wasn't COVID related, so that's good. We're glad to hear that.
Maybe he has malaria.
Buddy. Oh boy, Reggie, we're gonna go there, right? We're
maybe gonna he's get got malaria. Aubameyang. 18 like years after he got back, he has a malaria now.
See, we told you that Reggie would be in need of therapy, right? So he's gonna bring up the Aubameyang malaria issue. But no, so Josie it's not COVID related, so that's good news. But yeah, Reggie, they missed a lot. I mean, they missed a lot here.
Just a ton.
And then a ton, right? So we knew they were up against it anyway. You know, so it was one of those games, right, Reggie? So Chris Mavinga comes back, so that is massive. Right, Mavinga coming back into the team.
Yep.
Larea back from suspension. Jonathan Osorio starting again.
Right.
And Ayo Akinola.
Yes.
So on. But again, not the team that we are hoping to be or that we hope to see in terms of You know, this is not the real TFC. Will the real TFC please stand up?
You can't field this team more than three times a season.
And especially against a team at the quality of Cruz Azul.
Yes.
You know, Liga MX power. You know, yes. I think leading the Liga MX right now. So yes. It's a tough ask, as we know. So, again, like I just said, you know, will the real TFC please stand up? Meaning, can we get the TFC players back? So they play this game, Reggie, and they start brightly, but then so there's a so
great goal, though.
Reggie, what happens? A fantastic hit by Angulo.
That's a striker that is tuned in to the game and knows exactly what's going on. That's
switched
what that
on.
Is. That's exactly yeah. Switched on is the word I was looking for. No, it was switched on, knows exactly what's happening, knows where everybody is, and just trusted his technique. And what a goal!
Technique is right. I think you nailed it there. That was fantastic technique. Hits it with the laces. So ball gets thumped. I think Justin Morrow tries to get ahead or gets ahead to it. It drops in between, as Reggie said, great through ball. Drops in between the two center backs or anywhere near that. And that spot, that in between, halfway between the 18-yard box and center, Angulo doesn't even think twice. I believe Ecuadorian international, and just puts his boot through it. And again, it goes over the top and catches, Alex Bono out of the net. And it was a sweet hit. But Reggie, could Bono have done better?
When I first saw it, I messaged you and I said, Bono stinks. And then I saw what really happened. And it's just like, well, every goalie in the world will be where Bono was. Expecting a shot like that, so perfect, so sweet, so like that is, I wouldn't expect it either. I can see it going wide. I can see it going over. I can see him scuffing it and then going backwards. I can see all of that happening. But to hit it like that, that's one in a million. Not one in a million. One in six, one in five, maybe can do it.
So but when
I don't think he was expecting the skim from Morrow, who would be. Like I said to you, it's a perfect through ball for a striker, that header. Like, no one's expecting that.
You know, Reggie, when I first saw it as well, I said the same thing. I was hard on Alex Bono.
Yeah, me too.
But when I look at it again, especially where the keepers play today,
yeah,
playing off their line,
sweeper.
They're a player. They're
a sweeper. Yeah, sweeper.
The old sweeper keeper, yeah, playing with their feet, all that stuff. And then the guy hits it. Angulo just hits it sweet. Yeah. So I'm going to give Bono a pass.
Yeah, me too.
I look at it again. I'm like, you know what? Just hats off to the striker. That's a fantastic goal. That's a great hit. That's a if that hit happens in the Champions League in Europe, we're
talking about it forever.
It is. So you know what? Bono did it. Listen, could he have done better? Yes, maybe. I don't blame him. I'm going to retract my blame on Alex Bono.
Yeah, me too.
I really am. I thought, we're just really looking for, again, football fans, we're critical and so on. And sometimes it's merited. It's not merited here for me. I thought that was, let's enjoy. That was a sweet, sweet hit, from Angulo. And we move on in terms of, then you're down 1-0, Reg.
Mm-hmm.
You're down 1-0. You're in the Azteca. You got Mavinga and Oso coming back from injury. You're going to need them in the on the weekend. You play New York Red Bulls. At some point here, did Chris Armas say, okay, and I don't mean like outwardly, but are they going, okay, well, this is not going to go our way tonight. We'll push a bit. And then by the second half, it was like, okay, let's get out of here.
Well, I would hope that it would be the impression that he was trying to give as well. Cause we're not going to get, what do we need then now? We needed three goals. Could you see anybody? Yeah. Could you see
three
anybody
to extra time?
Could you see anybody on that field to get three goals to get us through? I couldn't.
I couldn't either.
Osorio or Anakanola would have to score. One of them would have to score a hat trick or two, and the other one, whatever it is. Because Schaffelberger wasn't going to score. Nick DeLeon is not going to score. You don't get goals from our midfield. So yeah. Delgado's not going to score. Look at the team. We should be prioritizing the league now because everything's done now, and get some guys out of there.
So again, Reggie, it's funny because Nick DeLeon started off really brightly in this game, but I hear you. I hear you. The point, yes, I know. The point is, with all due respect to the guys in the field, by the second half, you had So Chris Mavinga comes off, I believe, Reggie, or did he not come off?
I believe he did.
He might have come on up. Yeah, I did. And I think Osorio, Jonathan Osorio came off. We saw him with some, you know, ice and treatment on his quad. So we hope that he can be back too. And I think that was very telling too. Apparently Mavinga was a planned substitution. I think so. Maybe, right? I think if you're down, I think if you're up 1-0, maybe he doesn't come off as quickly. Not sure. But they say that it was about, you know, getting his fitness back and you know, timing stuff, periodization stuff. Okay, could buy that. Also, we're a little bit worried. We hope that it's not – we hope it's just precautionary. You know, you see a player coming off with ice on his quad, you are a little bit weary. So let's hope for that he's okay because, you know, how we saw Jonathan Osorio is a massive part of this team's success or, you know, a key support player and beyond, right? You know, his rise has been very, very important to TFC's success over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So then for me, it looked like it was just like, okay, we're done here. Let's get out of here. Yeah. And like you said, Reggie, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
TFC bows out. They do play New York Red Bulls this Saturday, I believe.
Yep, tomorrow at 1, I think.
Right. And speaking of New York Red Bulls, TFC, two official things this week. Obviously, our designated player, Jefferson Soteldo. Soteldo, you're going to get this right eventually, right, Reggie, or I am?
Someone
Soteldo?
Is.
Yeah.
Maybe when he comes on the show, we'll ask him.
Exactly. When he sits down after the pandemic with Reggie and has a couple of beers. Jefferson Soteldo. Okay, so he signed officially. They had something, you know, TFC put that out this week and had a news conference. But – you know, obviously not as big, but a pretty important move with Kamar Lawrence signing, right? Jamaican international, close to 70 appearances for Jamaica, 3 goals and so on like that.
That'll help.
You know, played, I think, was just finished playing in Belgium.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, a great with Anderlecht. So, you know, obviously, great pedigree. In the MLS, 60 appearances for Jamaica, just confirming that. And obviously a history with Chris Armas. So a lot of depth adding to, you know, our back line. Obviously played most of it at left back, I believe, Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's a major signing, a good signing. It shows that TFC are looking to bolster the squad for hopefully a run. What do you think of that signing, Reggie?
Both signings. Well, obviously the designated player. If you haven't seen him on YouTube, go and watch that. That's a very good player. And in all accounts, everybody that I actually was able to watch the TFC game on the weekend during the week on Fox Sports in English. So they were talking about you know, the players and the player that we just signed, and all three of the commentators were just like, what a signing. Like, why hasn't another MLS team gone and tried to get this guy? Well, it's the Giovinco thing all over again. Like, so everyone's saying he's a great signing. I haven't, again, all I can see is on YouTube. So I watched it. I've watched clips and clips and clips on YouTube, and it looks like he's gonna destroy this league, but, you know.
Play for Santos.
Yeah, well. And he was, like you said last week, he's the number 10, and he's a slicer and dicer, man. So I can't wait for him and Pozuelo to get together. Oh, my God.
Well, there you go. So, Reggie, you have Pozuelo, Soteldo, and obviously Kamar Lawrence, Josie Altidore. You know, this wasn't the real depiction of who TFC is. So, we're going to see who the real TFC is. And I do believe that, like most people – would agree that follow the MLS and especially, you know, specifically TFC, is that the expectation will be much higher when these guys come back. So let's hope that they do. Let's hope that they're in the lineup, you know, sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would expect TFC to make, you know, a deep run this year. So we move, like we said, TFC playing this weekend against New York Red Bull Saturday. 1 o'clock Eastern time if you're in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And then, Reggie, we move. We're closer. We're one step closer to to therapy time. Yeah,
It'll be quick.
But we will look at, and we're also going to ask Reggie a key question. It's Joe's key question of the week for Reggie. Joe's key question of the week. Yeah, yes, I understand. The segment needs a title. We need some refining, but it's the content that matters. It's the content that matters. So maybe we'll change our in that. But Joe's key question of the week, and okay, that'll be coming up soon. So Joe's key question, or something to think about. You know, I know the old things that make you go, yeah, we got it. We're kids of the 90s. Anyway, well, and I guess we're teens of the 90s anyway.
Yeah, we're still kids back then.
We're still kids, right? We move, as we always do every week now. We start in Germany in the Bundesliga. Pretty much, I believe Bayern can clinch this. Believe. If not this week, pretty darn close.
Yeah.
7-point lead, right, Reggie?
Yeah. I think they need someone to lose, a Red Bull to lose.
It's close, though.
A draw,
right?
So, or something like that. But next, the week after, for sure, if they win, it's done, so.
Yeah, the good money is on Bayern to clinch another Bundesliga title, but we have a race, do we not, Reggie? So Leipzig at 64 points, 7 points behind Bayern, and a 7-point cushion over Wolfsburg. And then it gets interesting. Wolfsburg in third place with 57. Eintracht Frankfurt with 56 in fourth. And in fifth place, Borussia Dortmund with 55. And don't count out Bayer Leverkusen with 50. This is a race, Reggie. Really big race.
Yeah,
and let's see.
If you look at the games that are being played tomorrow, there's a big one tomorrow.
Reggie, massive way to wake up in the morning with your coffee.
Exactly.
And watch Borussia Dortmund against RB Leipzig.
What a game.
Wow. Right, Reggie? So that's going to be the match tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. I think both teams, we know, play a certain way, but that's going to obviously be the big one. And, of course, the other teams will look to capitalize on that. But that's a massive game, to say the least. Looking forward to that one. We move, Reg. Is that too fast for the Bundesliga, Reg? You okay with that?
No,
I
don't
host him this week. Are you okay with that?
That's good.
Okay, so there we go. Big shoes to fill, big man. All right. Then we move. Oh, here we go. So who's going to need therapy now, guys? It's probably going to be me around Sunday around 5:30, and I'm hoping. Anyway, I'm not going to hope anything.
You're in such a good spot. I don't understand why you're upset. Oh, I would trade God. With you. I would trade with you in a heartbeat. I would trade.
No,
with
you wouldn't.
I would.
And here we go. Yeah. Well, at least we're going to Europa League, is what you're saying. I hear you. Jeez. All right. So, Reggie, I will announce. Yeah, exactly. I will announce this, and this happened last week.
Yes.
Inter Milan clinches the Serie A championship. And Reggie, add another one to the list of I told you so, we told you so. And before, when AC Milan was topping the table, we kept saying on this show, I remember Carmine Sacco was on the show too, and we said, I just think we all were thinking it. And again, I'm the one who's thinking it the most because of what it meant for my team. We just kind of saw this happening. Inter was the cream of the crop this year in Serie A. After they got knocked out of Champions League, they just put their head down and they just mowed down the competition.
Indeed.
And for myself, and most people would agree, Reggie, player of the year in Serie A, Romelu Lukaku.
Fantastic. I know it was against Crotone, who was fighting relegation as well. I watched the game. They sent that game Inter won, they actually sent them down. So that sucks for Crotone, but... Yeah. What a player, man. Like, he's totally I don't know. You know what, Joe? I don't know if he's transformed himself. Was he that bad at Man United? I don't know. But he was great at Everton. Yeah. I don't think he was that bad. He got a lot of blame at Man United, and he just goes to Italy and he just, I don't even want to say turns his career around, because I don't think there was anything really to turn. He's just, as the coach believes in him, he got into better shape, and here we are.
Reggie, I agree. I think he just took it to another level. I don't think that he was poor at United. You're right. He had a pretty good goal scoring record. Yeah, he really did. You know, there was at a time where United was not as, dare I say, stable as they are right now. So he didn't have a bad record at United. He really did. He still proved to be a world, a top player who might have struggled with form here and there, consistency with United, but was still pretty good. But Reggie, you're right. It's undeniable. He goes to Inter. And he forges this relationship and this belief with Antonio Conte. And he went off, Reggie, to lack of better terms. He went off. He took charge of this. I said he was already having a spectacular year. Okay. That little incident with Ibrahimovic, if you look at the trajectory of both teams and both players and where it went after that, and it was one of those things, and we were talking about this after that happened. And I said to you, Reggie, this is going to propel him more and that team. And it did. And you know what? Here I am, an AC Milan fan. Congratulations to Inter. I really give them a ton of credit. Congratulations. The team on the field that played and their stars, and we said that their depth was very, very, you know, solid, great foundation. So congratulations to Inter, our Inter fans that listen as well. Well-deserved. You know, Inter is a deserved champion in Italy. And then we move, Reg. We're staying in Italy.
Congrats. Tough weekend for you, buddy.
Here we go. So in second place we have, and listen very carefully, folks, kids, children of all ages, whatever you want, 69 points in second place, Atalanta. Third place with 69 points. Yes, I didn't stutter. Is Juventus in fourth place with 69 points? All three teams tied on points, but AC Milan holding the fourth spot. So 69 Atalanta, 69 Juventus, 69 AC Milan, and oh boy, 34 games played. So 67 points for Napoli. And here's where I'm saying Lazio at 64 points, but here's the kicker. One game in hand. Do you think you got a race in Italy for the top four spot?
Finally.
From second to sixth, Reggie, we have 5 points. And separating them. And to be fair, if Lazio wins their game in hand, that's 2 point separation between five teams.
Wow. And I guess they got to play.
That's a race.
They got to play Torino, it looks like, that makeup game.
Yes, that's right, Reggie. And so that brings us to this week. Ho-hum. Juventus and AC Milan
on
the weekend.
And Atalanta has a relegation battling team in Parma, too.
A team that was officially relegated,
Oh, they're relegated already?
They've been officially relegated. So
I don't know what performance you're going to get from Parma against Atalanta.
Yeah,
right?
And Atalanta, who feels that they should have, you know, won last week with a missed penalty by Luis Muriel against Sassuolo. Great match. Yeah. So it is. This is the one. Juventus and AC Milan. Oh, man. I mean, Ronaldo drags Juventus back to from the dead in the 86th minute, scoring two goals against Udinese, for me, is very telling, because for AC Milan to be chasing that fourth spot and to be having to play against Juventus. I mean, this game has drama, that could happen. I mean, never mind what it means for Champions League, but what about the Donnarumma situation where Juventus is making offers and people say that this game, this match could, you know, dictate how these two teams go forward and they're planning for the future. Wow. Can we just skip this game?
One thing for sure, you'll have Donnarumma playing his best.
I don't know. This is another more controversy. So Donnarumma in a weird
how can you play him?
It's weird event, Reggie, that happened last week after their win. The crowd, the ultras, wanted to meet with him. The club actually says go ahead. They encourage him to go meet him, and the ultras were basically saying, you know, sign again or don't play again on the weekend against Juventus. What a situation. It had Donnarumma leaving the meeting in tears.
Oh, wow.
This is a bizarre situation.
You don't think football's for the fans?
Right. Like, this is exactly it. So, again, we'll talk about our prediction for this anyway. We know which way I'm going to go here. No surprise.
8-0 Juve, right?
I see 3-1 Juve at least. I don't see AC Milan winning this game. We'll see. Okay. But what a race, Reggie. But we move again. This is going to be a tight race to the end. Talk about just one last thing. Toughest schedule. I look at AC Milan's schedule, having to play Juventus and Atalanta and two teams battling relegation. They will be up against it. They do play Atalanta on the last day. So.
You can say that you have your fortunes in your own hands, right? So
yes,
you win or draw or pick up points, and you know, you're sitting pretty. So it's not like you have to sit there and wait for, oh, this team has to lose, this team has to draw. At least you have your destiny in your own hands, right? So that's a thing to look at on a positive side, no?
Yeah, AC Milan can't say that they don't. I think I said it last week. The disappointment would be that because they had such a great run throughout the year, that if they were to fall out of the Champions League, which is a massive, massive possibility, that's the only reason why it would be disappointing, because when we look at it on paper, these are tough teams. So
yeah,
we'll see that one. Keep an eye on that one for sure this week. Mm-hmm. We will move. I am probably not going to do well on the weekend. We move on.
Well,
we
look at, before we leave Serie A, Jose Mourinho is a coach of Roma, but we'll talk about that.
Wow, Reggie, you were going to. We'll, that's what we were going to talk about. That's right.
We'll talk about it next week, because we're flying through this right now and time's going. So we'll talk about that next week for sure.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit later, Reggie. In our other time, we'll talk a little bit about that, but we will talk more about it next week for sure.
Okay.
We'll touch upon that for sure.
Okay.
We move EPL because we are going to end this week with La Liga and Champions League and Europa League in terms of our roundup. EPL is pretty much, Reggie, I guess this week Manchester City can officially wrap up the league. Am I right, Reg?
It's been wrapped for a while, but officially I think
I think they can officially do it, right?
Week. Yeah, if they win,
it's over. And they play this is funny.
I don't even know who they play.
They play Chelsea.
Oh, really?
Amazing. In a preview of where we will get there soon.
Yeah, that's right.
The Champions League final. So, again, here the race is for fourth. For the top four places. We have United at 67 points. But, again, it looks like United with two games in hand because of the Liverpool and Man United game, which got canceled, postponed.
Well, United will probably get to Champions League through the Europa anyway. But, anyways.
Yeah, they're pretty much solidified there. A huge race, 63 points for Leicester, 61 with one less game for Chelsea, and as well as West Ham in there at 58.
And Leicester City's doing – Leicester City is Leicester City every year. They lost today to Newcastle. So I don't know, man. When it comes to crunch time,
yes,
this team just folds. I don't understand.
And they did the same thing yesterday, didn't they, Reggie? They did the same thing last year.
Yes.
Right, when they crashed out and they're doing their damnedest. And you're right, with a loss today. I mean, what a massive win for Newcastle United, right? Sure. And talk about saving themselves. But, you know, so that's such a good point, Reggie. And again, you look at a team like West Ham. So West Ham and Leicester, you know, like these two teams that are just, you know, are they gonna stay in? We'll see. And when you look at Tottenham, I know you're happy about this, 56 points, right in the mix. And of course, Liverpool with one less game. So,
Reggie, what
did you make of the United fans with that? What do you think of that, Reggie, this week? Supposed to play Liverpool or last week?
I can see the fans taking it to that level, not thinking that, you know, we're going to go on the field, and due to protocols of COVID, they're going to cancel the game. I could see why they went on the field, but there's other ways to do it. You don't break into the stadium and do that.
Yeah.
You can do it out. Every other fan base has done a march to the stadium and stayed outside the stadium and done it peacefully and done whatever they did. But to go into the stadium and do that, it's, and I agree with the, for once, I agree with the English FA, man. United, you don't get the points. Liverpool gets the 3 points, and we move on. That's it. Don't even play it.
Yeah. But apparently now they are going to play it.
Oh, they are.
And they are going to play it. Yeah, they are going to play the match, Reggie. So I think they found barely a spot in the schedule. But
if I was Liverpool, I'd be fighting that.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe we'll get more information this week. But as of now, they are playing the match. But yeah, you're right, Reggie. That's a, you know, we get the theory behind it. You just mentioned in our last, you know, piece or segment that, you know, it is for the fans, and fans in no other sport have more of a say. So,
yeah.
You know, the passion and the connection that fans have with their clubs is something that if you're not in it and around it, maybe it'll be hard for you to understand, but you know, any followers to our game, they get it. Like this is a lot to the fans. And you're right, Reg. Maybe not the best avenue or the execution of the plan, but you can see their frustration and appreciate it.
For sure.
We move to the next league table, and it is La Liga. And wow, as Liverpool Logan would say, spicy matchups this weekend. Mm-hmm. You talk about a race. Nothing is decided in the top four. The only thing that's decided is that the four teams are going to Champions League. But we know this. Yeah. We know. Atletico Madrid at 76 points in first. Real Madrid and Barcelona tied on points, but Barcelona, Real Madrid second, Barca third, 74. And then Sevilla, not out of it by any stretch, 6 points behind the leader, 4 points out of the top, the second and third spot at 70 points. And, of course, like we mentioned last week, they play, all top four teams play this week, beginning with Barcelona and Atletico Madrid tomorrow, meaning Saturday. Saturday morning here.
Joe, between flipping back between the Borussia Leipzig game and the Atletico, well, I'm probably going to watch the Atletico Barcelona game, but
yeah,
wow. I mean, what a day. What a day.
Reggie, there's so many, plots here and plot twists that could happen. No, storylines, I should say. Barca and Atletico. Never mind just the fact that those two are Spain's and the world's biggest clubs, but Suarez against his best mate Messi.
Yeah.
You know, so many things here. Madrid being knocked out of the Champions League, playing in Sevilla. The top four teams going at it this week. To say we're looking forward to it is an understatement. Do you want to predict any of this, Reggie? What do you think? Barca, Atletico, what do you got? I know you got Atletico, but by how much?
I have a draw, Joe. I'm a 1-1.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout. Yeah, that's not a bad shout at all.
But the bad thing is I have Real Madrid winning as well. So
I have Real Madrid winning as well, for sure. And I think maybe that they, they benefit from this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to go draw Barca and Atletico, and I'm going to say Real Madrid wins as well.
Yeah.
But that race is magical. Great, it's great to see race. La Liga. Yeah, sure. With top 1-4. And you know what? Again, don't count out Sevilla. Yes, they have the most ground to make up, but good on them. Good on them for being in that top four and two heavyweight battles for sure. So it should be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We move.
Yes.
Reggie, the time has come. Okay. So we'll do this together. And because Reggie deserves as much time as possible, we're going to end with. So we'll start this, our last segment. We'll talk about Champions League. We'll set up the final. And yes, we know the Champions League is more lucrative, but we're going to go with our Reggie angle here. And of course, with our last segment, our new segment, right, some questions that we'll talk about. We start with Champions League. And our semifinals went, I get Reggie was 2-for-2, as we, a couple of our listeners pointed out. That's awesome. I think so, yeah, because Reggie, you picked Real Madrid? No. Wait, whoa.
No, I picked Chelsea.
Thank you. And so I think we got it wrong. I think I was 2-for-2 this week, wasn't I? Sorry. Reggie was right.
Yes.
I picked Chelsea.
I was Thomas one of Tuchel. Two. And then I said City will win if Mbappe doesn't play, but if he does, then they'll lose.
So and Reggie then nailed it out of the park here. I tried to take some credit here. I was wrong. I was joking here, obviously. Yes. Reggie, you called it. So let's deal with the Chelsea Real Madrid.
Oh, and what did I? Who did I say was going to score? By the way,
you did call the goal scorers too.
Wow.
Yeah, you did call the goal scorers too. Reggie had a day as.
Oh man.
Yeah. We had a couple of our Twitter, folk listeners mentioned that. So yeah, Reggie had a day. No doubt about that. Okay, so here we go. So Reg, you picked Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Chelsea's performance?
That's a professional performance, Joe.
No, I think they were very good.
You do what you have to do. You get it done. That's what a team does. That's what a well-coached team does.
Let's be honest here. Thibaut Courtois keeps this respectable.
Yeah.
And kept Real Madrid in the tie.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the saves obviously was from Valverde with a great block. But Thibaut Courtois made some massive stops in this game.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. N'Golo Kanté was man of the match in both these games.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it. Hey, I didn't go any in your performance. He was lights out, world class. Couldn't happen to a better guy. We know how good of a player and person and just an example that N'Golo Kanté is. I must say, I did not think that in two games, Luka Modric and Toni Kroos, who were so good in the quarterfinal beyond, you know, and of course, they're still world-class, but they, Reggie, they lost that battle against Jorginho and Conte. I think that's fair to say. I know I even got to give even a bit of credit to Jorginho, because I thought, like, you know, and again, you said this, a lot of people said this, you know, he could give up something in terms of athleticism and tracking and stuff like that. He was very good. I saw him chasing Eden Hazard around the park. Like, so again, I believe the performance that should be heralded is, of course, N'Golo Kanté, but you throughout the lineup, this was, you know, good job. Yes, Timo Werner, the goal, Mason Mount, there you go, Reggie, and so on. Great performance. Christian Pulisic comes off the bench, sets up the insurance goal. Full value to Chelsea. You know, I was glad to see Thiago Silva. I'm going to be honest. I was glad to see Thiago Silva. A good moment there, him and Tuchel with a hug and a kiss there.
Yeah.
I mean, so they're off to a final. Thomas Tuchel again, off to another Champions League final.
He was in the Champions League with Tuchel last year.
Again, there you go. Yeah. So, you know, Reggie, Tuchel takes over Frank Lampard. The decision was the right one, obviously. Obviously it was. He has just taken it and ran with it. And 24 clean sheets or something like that, Reggie. Yeah, am I right with that?
Something crazy.
Something.
Like that.
Yeah. So hats off to them. You know, Chelsea's in the final.
Yeah.
Real Madrid will be fine, guys.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
But what happens at the end of the game, Reggie? We all saw the images. Eden Hazard, you know, shaking hands, joking around, smiling and laughing.
Yeah.
With some of the Chelsea players. And this was a major deal. The Madridistas, the fans, they are not happy.
Yeah, they don't like that. You just lost. We're out of Champions League. That's Real Madrid's tournament, like we said last week. That's their tournament. Like, Europa is Unai Emery's tournament. Champions League is Real's. And you just came out, heartbreaking loss. Maybe didn't play that well. He hasn't had a good season at all at Real Madrid since he's been there. Let's be honest. He hasn't played well at all. Between injuries and not being fit and all types of stuff, and to be joking around after you lose, that stuff you do in the tunnel, man. You do that stuff in the tunnel. No one can see it. No one knows about it. It's fine. Don't do it on the field, please.
Reggie, I couldn't agree more. And everybody wants us to disagree. We'll get to that. That's coming. Trust me. Believe me. We're gonna go out with a bang. But we have to agree here. Do it in the tunnel. Yeah. You know, do it in the tunnel. Do it when the cameras aren't watching.
Yeah.
You just got knocked out. Your team just got knocked out of Champions League. We get that you used to play there. You have mates and buddies and really good friends on the team. Understand. We get it. That is not where to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it happened like last week or a couple weeks ago with Donnarumma, you know, after they lost against Lazio with Pepe Reina and so on. And again, that's just a league game. You just got knocked out of the Champions League game.
Right.
And you're smiling and laughing.
And you've been garbage. It's one thing to be Messi and do it. It's one thing to be Eden Hazard and do it, right?
So I it didn't sit well with me. So when I saw stuff circulating that, you know, the Madrid fans were unhappy, I said, absolutely. They are totally 100% correct here.
Right.
Do this in the tunnel. Yeah. Shake hands. Do whatever you want to do. Joke around in the tunnel. And I don't even know how, like – shouldn't it take a couple, a couple hours maybe? So I didn't like that. I did not like that at all. Reg, you mentioned, especially because of the, you know, the performance just hasn't been there, right? It has not been there. And what about these numbers, Reggie? I think the price, the equivalent of what Real Madrid paid for Eden Hazard was 153, 155 million?
Something like that.
Chelsea goes out and buys Ziyech, Timo Werner, and Kai Havertz for, I think, the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Not a bad bit of business.
Not at all.
So, well, then, Reg, we have. Yes, I think most people would agree that we were disappointed not to see. It was just for, like, the neutral, everybody. It was hard to watch this game without, we're talking about Man City and PSG, without Kylian Mbappe. I mean, there's the obvious statement there, right? Obviously, that would have made a massive difference.
Yeah.
Everyone was really giving a ton of course, Man City goes through here with, I think, two goals from Riyad Mahrez, right, Reggie?
Yes.
Everyone was giving a ton of credit here, and I totally agree with this. I've been watching this guy all year closely. I think you have too. Ruben Dias has just been fantastic as a center back who's just ho-hum, big man, Reggie, you can really appreciate this. Just doing the business as a center back. Right. And everybody was like saying, well, I don't know about his pace. He has handled Haaland, Mbappe in the first leg and so on, and done very well. Neymar People are too. Even comparing Neymar too. People are comparing his role and his impact almost just like Virgil van Dijk.
Here we go.
And again, I don't put it that way because I do believe that Virgil van Dijk, it's two games. No, Reggie, he's been pretty good all year, I gotta admit. But I do think it wasn't the level of I think it's worth a conversation.
Virgil van Dijk came into Liverpool and made guys like Joe Gomez and
Reggie, I agree with you. I agree. I'm just glad that he's getting his due. Is he, you know what I mean? I don't think it's the same. I think it's great to have that conversation, though, meaning he's been very, very good, right? But I don't think, yeah, the overall impact. I think it's you know, what Van Dijk has meant and what he did and what he can do exactly. But I do believe that Ruben Dias absolutely deserves a ton of credit because he's been lights out and fantastic, solid, so good on that. But again, just talking, people have been bantering about that. I'm not on it totally in terms of that comparison or that close, right, but right. Good. But Reggie, Phil Foden, he impresses me more and more every time.
Okay.
I know. And again, we know that City has the money and they all said, we get that. You're playing in PSG, which got a little bit of money too, right?
Yeah.
But just dealing with what was on the field, a well-played match, again, two games. Unfortunate, Kylian Mbappe wasn't there. Di Maria loses his mind here and gets red.
I don't know what he was doing there and tried to break his leg.
What was he thinking? I don't know. Because that obviously turned everything. Marco Verratti had a pretty good game in here, I gotta say. And I've been really harsh on Verratti. I thought he had a good game. We talked about Mahrez, Phil Foden, starter Zinchenko. What a performance. I mean, he was great. Reggie, there was one thing that stood out for me. What a ball played by Ederson for the first goal.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good. There's a clip of him warming up in some game, and he's hitting the coach at center, like on a dime, man. Just pinging
it. What's going on?
Well, he's Brazilian, right? So he was playing out before he went into the net. So.
Oh, yeah. Is any Brazilian goalkeeper start as a goalkeeper?
No. Nobody wants to go in net in Brazil. Are you crazy?
And this is an ultimate compliment to the talent that's there. Aren't all Brazilians start off as number 10s? Like, it's just
maybe.
So, yeah. So they go in. Reg, early prediction? They have an early prediction, Reg, for Man City.
Chelsea?
Against Chelsea. Are we going to give that to them next week? You know what, Reggie?
Let's do it next week.
We're going to hold it. We're going to wait. We're going to do it next week. But obviously, and listen, I'm going to tease this. Reggie is going to do this. I know he's salivating at this point.
What's that?
Reggie wants the hammer. And we're going to do this. We're going to talk about the money, and we're going to talk about Pep. We are going to do that next week. Oh. I promise. We're going to talk about the money. Okay?
Why?
We're not going to do it now. We're going to do it next week. We're going to talk about, is it more than money? Is it
Look at the two teams that are in the Champions League final. They spent the most money of anybody last season. So
stark reality, isn't it, Reggie? It's a stark reality.
I sent you an article. Other teams that don't have this money ever going to get to this point of being in a Champions League final? How's West Ham going to get to a Champions League final? It's all great that you make it, but isn't the sole purpose to win it? Or is just making it good enough now?
Well, if we take a look at the teams, not even in the final, Reggie, but who end up in the semifinals, there's a big argument to be made there, and we'll talk about that. But we will definitely, and that's what we're going to talk about. We will absolutely talk about that for sure next week, and we'll do a bit about that. We're going to do Pep against the money because it's an important thing. Again,
how am I supposed to give you a proper diagnosis of it if I've never seen Pep coach without money?
That's so silly. We will talk about that next week, Reggie.
I haven't.
Oh, man.
I've never seen him coach without a budget. I haven't.
So we will definitely get into this. We're gonna tease this, guys. I get both sides of it. It's amazing. I got guys calling me, texting me, and I'm telling you, it's amazing. It was really good. You know, guys saying, yeah, Reggie's right. And a lot of guys saying, you got to tell Reggie this. So we're going to talk about that next week. We definitely will.
I got to get my research done.
I'm with the money part, and I'll leave it at this. I'm with the money part. but we will dissect influence and how much influence certain philosophies have. We'll talk about that. And we will. You're not getting off that easy, big man.
$1 billion Then team. We move. You have okay. All right. I'll save it.
We will. Because anyway, we'll get into it. We'll dive into it, Reg. Trust me. You trust me, Reg?
I trust you.
That's all I need to hear. Okay. Now, well, I don't know, Reggie. What do you want? You want Arsenal talk? You have the choice, big man.
I don't even want to talk about Arsenal, Joel.
Okay, so let's get right into it. We have to talk about it a bit. Reggie, Arsenal goes out and so we have in Europa. He said he didn't want to talk about it, right? We're going to talk about it. So let's deal with Manchester United. Manchester United, no surprise, coming off 6-2 in the first leg. Roma wins the game 3-2. But to be honest, I didn't watch this game because I was watching Arsenal and Villarreal. I mean, obviously, that was the match with more on the line. But Roma wins this, bows out. Again, a lot of the Roma's players saying, you know what, just makes us more sad about the first leg because, Reggie, we've said this for years. You can't win a tie in the first leg, but, Reg, you can.
You can lose it.
You can lose it. And that was the case of that. So Roma loses that. Man United. Hey, we'll talk about them. I got a segment for them next week, but they are in the Champions League. They are in Champions League for sure.
Yes, but they are
in the Europa League final, right? They clinched their spot. Edinson Cavani seems to have found his form at the right time, right? And so on and so on. And I'm going to talk a little bit about their left and right back next week, right? So don't let me forget about that.
Okay.
So they move on to the final. Then, Reggie, I always expect Villarreal, Unai Europa Emery, coming back to the Emirates. Arsenal needing one goal to turn the tide and put pressure here that would totally have put them in the driver's seat to be in Europa League or in the final.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a pretty lackluster Arsenal in a 0-0 tie. Huh?
Joel, I got to tell you, this will put everything in perspective on how backwards and rock bottom our club is. Mikel Arteta came out after the game and said, Xhaka got injured during the warm-up and couldn't play. He was going to play left back. Imagine this. Why you have a right back sitting on the bench. You have a left back and a right back sitting on the bench, but you'd rather play Xhaka. I still don't understand it. But anyways, he said his injury changed the whole tactic of the game. And it's good to say that, but if you're an actual Arsenal fan or even a football fan, you're going to tell me this. A defensive midfielder playing left back gets injured and that changes the whole tactic. So you don't have a tactic for your actual left back to play? Joe, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke.
How much
different were they going to play between Kieran Tierney and Xhaka? What was the difference? Because Xhaka played in the first leg and that was rubbish. So if that's the same tactic, I'm glad Xhaka didn't play.
So Reggie, obviously you're speaking to the point, again, let's be straight here. Mikel Arteta, again, with questionable decisions of who's going to be in the team, right? I mean, that was,
he picks the wrong players every week. And I told you this, Joe, we're not Bayern Munich. We're not PSG. We don't have 11, 12, 13 guys to choose from that are just like, oh, they're all the same. Oh my God, who am I going to put in? We have 8 players that need to play all the time. And he'll pick 6, 5, and then he'll put one in the wrong position. He'll put Pepe as a false nine. He's never played there before. He'll put Xhaka at left back. He put 2 goalies on the bench, Joe. 2 goalies. 2 goalies he put on the bench instead of bringing one of our... We just signed a striker. He was an academy player, Florian Balogun. Joe, I don't know. Every game he's played in the first team, he scored. And he left him off and brought another goalie, Joe. I can't.
So Reggie's having trouble telling us about how he feels. But okay, Reggie, yeah, for sure. So that was, again, and watching as a neutral, I was really shaking my head at that. And I was glad that you pointed it out because you know the team better than most, fans. And okay, there was that. For me, absolutely shaking my head. Then I asked you this, and I want you to tell the people. And I'm laughing because, again, I was shaking my head. How about – so there was team selection. What about the approach and the strategy in the game, Reggie?
Joe, for me, at one point in the game, I was watching this, and I was just like, am I in dream world? Are we up 6-2 in aggregate or something? Like, why are we playing so slow? And why is every other pass backwards? I don't get it. Why is Bellerin playing?
This game, I'm on board with that. I cannot believe that. Oh. My thing was this, Reggie. When we talked about our approach and you said, are we up 6-2? I think you're speaking to the lack of urgency. You didn't mention
urgency. The ball went back to Leno. Yeah. He's touching it, like, looking up the field, trying to point. What is happening?
If you're going to go out, see, I can see this. Oh, you know, you're in Champions League in a group stage. And if you bow out, if you really go for it, not only are you going to bow out of, you know, Champions League, you might bow out of Europe, right? Because there's always that possibility. This was not it. This is an Arsenal team that is in what, Reggie? 9th, 10th place? Like in and around that. You have no other option to get into Europe than to win this competition. And to bow out in that manner,
Joe,
for me, spells a lot of alarm bells.
Joe, it's like bad.
A disinterested Arsenal. Reggie, as a fan, would you not say they were disinterested?
Well, I told you this yesterday. When was it? Yesterday. I told this to you. It's either Mikel Arteta set up the team like that, and that's terrible.
Yeah. Or the players, you have a theory.
Or the players played like that and said, screw Mikel Arteta's tactics. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Both of those things are very bad.
So let me ask you a question, Reg.
Mm-hmm.
Was Mikel Arteta, and I'm using Reggie's question, was he playing coaching to get fired?
Wow. I think so.
That's Reggie's question, guys. I know what we said, so I'm asking Reggie now on air.
I think so. Joe, yeah. Joe, you don't watch Arsenal that as much as I do.
Yeah, and not as closely, of course.
You can pick the team. And I would probably look at that team and say, yeah, that's pretty spot on to what I would do as well.
Does it speak to the pressure, Reggie? Obviously, I mean, here's the you know what, Sherlock. But is it like you're just as a manager? And I'd love to hear what professional managers have to say in this. You know, we know a few that are here and there, but you know, does the pressure and the pressure cooker that you're in? It has to cloud your judgment because these are guys that know the game.
No, you don't think so, right?
So you're saying Thomas
Tuchel play Pulisic at left back.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're talking about two different squads, too, Reggie. I mean, we've talked about this in terms of your lack of, you know, depth. But you're right. I agree with you. There's players that have to play.
Well, obviously, Kieran Tierney was able to play because he played the full 90 minutes. So why are you putting Xhaka back there?
And he's never been a problem for you. To be fair, Kieran Tierney is, from what I've seen, one of the most consistent Arsenal players. Am I wrong?
He's coming off injury. This is his first game back off injury.
But when fit?
Yeah, of course. But he was able to run the 90 minutes. So
why didn't skip a beat. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you start him? He's obviously fit. Joe, he doesn't know his team. I don't know, Joe.
Here's what boggled my mind. As the team starts to come on in the 81st or 82nd minute.
You're killing me right now, Joe.
And Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang comes off. So, again, I'm of the theory that if you're going to go out, you go and you want to go down with your best guns. And I know what? Guns. See what I did there? I didn't even mean that.
Yeah.
But I just – it was bad. But I just believe that Lacazette, Aubameyang, and Martin – did Martinelli – did he get caught stealing something from – from Mikel Arteta?
Joe, it's a joke.
I just think the kid needs a chance. Like, he needs some, you know, Joe, every time I see him play, he likes to go at you. He wants to put people, you know, on the back. He wants to attack on the front foot. I just shaking my head, Reggie.
Here's a question I'm going to ask you, Joe. And I just told you, you know, you don't watch them as much as I do.
Correct. Yeah.
So what would you do? You're down one goal. You're playing a 4-1-4-1. You're down one goal. It's the 80th minute. What would you do?
You gotta push numbers forward. I mean, obviously we know that.
Okay, you have Lacazette on the bench because he's just coming back from injury. Fine, but you want to get Lacazette in. What do you do? Would you take off? Would you play with three at the back? Maybe. Maybe take off Bellerin and put on a striker?
Absolutely. Maybe. Absolutely. Get your two wide players in. Maybe. You know. And get the ball forward. Play with numbers up. Like, I don't understand.
But
like,
Arteta decides to leave Bellerin on, take off Aubameyang, who just hit the post, by the way, bring on Lacazette, and then bring on Willian. I don't, Joe. You're looking at a person that's just like, I can't believe I haven't been fired yet. Let me try this.
To me, and I'm going to say Arteta deserves a ton of criticism, and he's got to own that. And some of the players in Arsenal, they deserve a ton of it too. Nicola Pepe, for me, you're just waiting for him to do something. I've said this to you a lot about him. Unfortunately, Willian really just I thought at the beginning that would have been a good signing. It just never worked.
33 never years worked. Old, a 3-year contract for a 33-year-old, Joe?
Yeah, it just never worked, right? Oh, Arsenal just – can we deal on the other side of this? Villarreal was not a slouch. Villarreal, I think, is going to give Man United a game. I think Villarreal, full value over the two legs in terms of, you know, that's a team like – you talk about the quality in Spain and, you know, technical, tactically smart. You know, one of their best players gets hurt. I thought that was going to be, you know, for a bad situation. You never want to see a player get hurt. Mm. But, you know, the Nigerian, Chukwueze, who was very good, gets hurt. I thought, oh, man, I feel bad. But the young lad who came in was just solid for them. You know,
18 or something?
18 years old from the academy. You know, they just Villarreal was that's no slouch. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That is not a bad football team. Very good one. It shows and speaks to the strength of La Liga. We said that. Granada knocking out Napoli in earlier rounds. So, and so on. So, again, congratulations to Villarreal. I know Gunner fans, you know, take a deep breath. Big man Reggie, that's why I'm here. Take a deep breath. Don't worry, Reggie. My pain's coming too. But in terms of, you know, Arsenal – in this season, I think you obviously want to just press the reset, fast forward, I should say, and get it over with. But full value Villarreal. I mean, Villarreal and Man United have two great runs. If we look at it over the span of the Europa League, two deserved finalists, I think we got to say, Reggie. We got to say that.
Sure.
I will say that. Reggie, that's where we end that with that. So don't be too hard on yourself with that because, you know what? For people, we say this every week. We've talked about the importance of fans. And you know what? As true fans, you really feel the losses. All kidding aside, you feel it. Big man Reggie is feeling it. All you Gunner fans, I know you guys are feeling it. Trust me. When teams lose and fans, when your team loses, it has an effect on you for weeks and weeks. And we wish we weren't like this, but that is the power that this game has. So Villarreal, Man United in the final. I think that is the same week of the Champions League final. It's a midweek final.
It's on the Wednesday, and then the Champions League's on the Saturday. We'll give our predictions next week. So
we will give our predictions for sure. Finally, it's here, our segment. Maybe this segment needs some help, Reggie. We've got to name this segment. But this is just something to think about. Yeah, we'll find. But something to think about for Reg. Things that make you go, No, we've already done that. But, you know, a key point for Reggie to ponder. Deep thoughts with Reg, whatever you want. Here's one for Reggie. Everybody loves Reggie's opinions, by the way. I get all kinds of responses. They love Reg, and so do I. The big man has his opinions. He's been on a roll with predictions this year. You know, Vegas lines, Reggie, you guys want him, contact him in private. I'm just joking.
I wish I could get seven numbers on Friday night, but I can't seem to do that.
We wouldn't be here, would we?
Well, we would
but
not.
Anyhow, no, or we still be, and we have more time. Yeah, but sure. So things to ponder for Reg, things that will like say, So Reggie, I want you to think about this. The old Seinfeld line comes in here. While you're thinking about that, think about this.
Okay.
So Reg, we constantly go back and forth between two greats in our game, Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi.
Yes.
So we saw Madrid get to the semifinals of the Champions League.
Okay.
Post Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. And knock on the door, and without Ronaldo, would Barcelona stand a chance to even be in the conversation? Even this year, La Liga, Real Madrid could win it. Would they be even in the conversation of the Champions League or La Liga, this Barcelona team, without Lionel Messi?
No.
Wow. That was quick.
No.
I like that. Okay. Would you like to expand on that, Reggie?
Well, it comes down to the positions played. Ronaldo is a player that, you know, he plays up top. He has the players behind him. He has the crews behind him. He has the Modric behind him. He had a prime, let's not forget, he had a prime Ozil behind him at one point.
Yeah.
And he's a striker, a fantastic striker. He can finish it. It's usually one touch hit or a couple of step overs, push and hit. Messi has to bring the ball from midfield and do the things himself. When he had Suarez and Neymar with him, that's a different conversation. But the players that he has with him right now, without Messi, I don't think they're anywhere. They're not even in second place right now in La Liga.
So Reggie again says two great points, and here we are. This is, you know, at the beginning when I might have portrayed this as to be as one better than the other. No. I love that the big man got this.
There's no competition there.
There's no. It's another key point. Different players, Reg. No, all joking aside, different players in terms of, you know, and this is, listen, no one. Yes, maybe Reggie prefers one for the other. I might prefer Lionel Messi, but here is this. Cristiano Ronaldo's hunger for goals is unbelievable. And Reggie mentioned all the guys that he had before him. This is what makes what Ronaldo has done at Juventus as a goal scorer incredible. He hasn't had that, like, that service of midfielders that are, you know, serving him and making sure that he is well fed in terms of goals. So Ronaldo, and again, he just rescued Juventus in this last week. So Ronaldo's appetite for goals and deciding games is incredible. He's probably going to decide this game this weekend against AC Milan, by the way. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about this next week and how he scored two goals
Juventus
in the Champions League. I just think I'm talking about the importance of Messi this year. I think it's been a real joy to watch because, yes, Lionel Messi is not just a goal scorer. He creates a little bit more goals. Exactly. Different type of player, right, Reggie?
Exactly.
Both great, but different type of player. So it's just
if you have to mark Ronaldo, you double team Ronaldo at the top of the box. There's a chance it could, you know, go off a defender and squib into a position where he can take a shot. But if you double team Messi from midfield, it's going to be way harder for him to get up into the 18-yard box to make anything happen. So two different positions.
Different players, different characteristics.
But if you're going to take Messi away from Barcelona, we're not talking about a race in La Liga with Barcelona in it. So
yeah, I agree. I just think it was, and again, for our fans, this was just this season. I thought it was just to highlight the amazing, I would say transformation from the beginning of the year. Right, they were really in trouble, and where this team has come. We said kudos to Koeman, but you know, Messi for me showed this year that, wow, okay, this is a different kind of thing. And like you said, made that race interesting and so on, but different types. But let's not count out the great Ronaldo. And again, it was a great display. And we say this all the time. What a great time to be alive as a football fan, because let's enjoy it, guys. These two are around. They're still going. And it's a great thing to watch. I do enjoy watching Ronaldo, by the way, even though he's getting close to breaking my heart now, but he is a joy to watch in terms of his hunger to want to score. And I do love watching Lionel Messi, because the dribbling, the passing, the assisting, the goals, the free kicks to me is enjoyable. And again, nice to see their teams competing. Juve's not dead, by the way, guys, so don't worry. Reggie?
Yes.
We've come to the end.
Yes.
And we want to say a few things. We want to say some thank you to guys. Guys, we are still working on stuff. It's coming. I know that we've been hyping this up, but, you know, trust me, you will love what's coming forth. Check out our guy, Max, Soccer Max. Get your stuff there. Amazing guy. And we'll talk about, you know, talk to him soon. We'll talk to Max about Jose Mourinho taking over at Roma. Big Roma fan. We're going to hopefully have Max on there. Let's never forget our guys at FTF. Check them out. What they do for football in this country is incredible. And Reggie, it's time, my man.
Yes, sir. That was well done, Joe.
I have big shoes to fill. I mean, I try my best.
Are we going to do that? You know, are we going to do that question thing every week? I like that.
We are going to do it, Reggie. I'm going to bring you these questions. We're going to ponder these things. I will host as long as you need me to. But my man, until you're on the show, you do the intro and the outro, because the fans want you to say it, Reggie. Right. They need you. They don't feel like they can, you know, continue their week, their day without Reggie giving it to us. So, Reggie, big man, over to you.
Well, guys, like Joe said, visit Soccer Max, check out FTF, prime partners of the show. definitely do that. Hopefully we get out of this lockdown and we can all visit Max. And we're still going to keep on trying to do our show from his store. So stay tuned for that. But guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.